UB40, and you guessed it, our next story is on wine. Melbourne is getting ready to host the world's 50 Best Restaurant Awards next month, and top chefs are heading down under from all over the world. We are also, though, going to see 50 of the world's top sommeliers, courtesy of Wine Australia. Graham Kemlow spoke to Wine Australia's GM of Marketing, Stuart Barclay. He explains what this is all about.
Well, Stuart Barclay's here, General Manager of Marketing for Wine Australia. Wine Australia, Stuart, used to be called something else, didn't it?
Our official title is the Australian Grape and Wine Authority, but Wine Australia sums up probably better what we actually do.
Okay.
It's all about Australian wine.
Fantastic. Now, in this, that context, I think it's interesting that a release has come out from your people today, saying that as well as the world's 50 best restaurants, which is to be judged here in Melbourne in April, you are bringing out 50 sommeliers from the leading restaurants, probably these top 50 or maybe top 100 restaurants around the world to visit Australia. And I guess you're going to fill them full of our wine and get them to understand what terrific stuff we produce down here. Is that it in a nutshell?
Well, absolutely. We're hearing a lot of excitement from the sommeliers that Australia is one of the most exciting places to visit at the moment. And this was a fantastic opportunity to bring some of the world's best sommeliers into Australia just to show them what we're doing.
And it's interesting because I was on board a ship a few years ago with some a ship in port, by the way, with a bunch of other food. I don't write on food, but a bunch of other writers on things like food and travel. And they had a master sommelier on there who chose the best wines from the region. The ship was cruising the region. There was not one Australian wine on the list. The closest was Cloudy Bay from New Zealand, which staggered me. But and the stuff we drank, most of us didn't think it was all that good, Italian and the rest of it. So I guess you have to get them in front of you, don't you? This just proves a point to an extent.
Absolutely. We've got to show our finest wines to these sommeliers from around the world and just get them to understand that Australia is producing exceptional wines at the moment. We've got such a diversity of 65 different regions to draw down from, and we've got some of the best winemakers in the world here. So pulling 50 international sommeliers from around the world into Sydney and Melbourne is a fantastic opportunity where we can actually really showcase our finest Australian wines to this fantastic group.
Now, I guess the sommeliers are really second cousins to some extent, maybe poor cousins is what I really mean, to the chefs, the sort of the great artistes of the kitchen. But they're pretty important to a restaurant, aren't they?
They're fundamentally important to the restaurant. You can have great food and terrible wines being served. So a sommelier acts as that conduit to the chef, for them to sort of understand what the chef's trying to do and then translate it back into the wine styles. So it's critically important as a channel for us to engage directly with the sommeliers around the world, for them to understand exactly what Australia is currently doing in that exciting space, which is why they all want to come.
Yeah. Is there a well-known sommelier? Is there a Heston of wine out there that we need to know about?
Oh, well, there's lots, to be honest. There's Joe Lee, sommelier from 11 Madison Park in New York. They're ranked number 3 in the world. There's Seamus William Sharkey, head sommelier at the Ledbury in London. It's number 14 in the world. There's Vladimir Kojic, who's head sommelier at Gagan in Bangkok. He's ranked number 1 in Asia's 50 Best Restaurants Award 2017. Guillermo Cruz, head sommelier at Mugaret's restaurant in San Sebastian in Spain. So there's such a diversity of sommeliers that are coming across.
Right.
But we're also engaging with a number of local sommeliers as well. So those local sommeliers can actually engage with the international sommeliers, and there can almost be a learning process.
So you think it's a two-way street, effectively, Stuart?
Absolutely.
Right.
These young sommeliers from Australia can learn from the great sommeliers that are coming in from around the world.
Okay. And how long are they here for? What are you going to have them doing?
Well, they're here for about a week, so they fly into Sydney just to rest them, and then we take them down into Melbourne to participate around the world's 50 Best Restaurant Awards. And so we're doing a whole series of visits out into some of the Victorian regions, such as Mornington Peninsula, Yarra Valley, for example. And then we're doing a whole series of masterclasses highlighting and showcasing our great Australian wines in Melbourne, And then after they finish in Melbourne for the first 4 days, we then fly them out into different regions around Australia. So some go to Margaret River, some go into South Australia, into the Barossa, McLaren Vale and Adelaide Hills. Some will go into Canberra.
Right.
And some will go down to Tasmania. So they're seeing a great cross-section of some of our great wine regions.
And would you expect, and is it the aim of Wine Australia, that we'll sell more wine or at least get our wine a better profile?
It's a bit of both. Yes, we want to sell more wines around the world. And yes, we want to see more Australian wines on those sommeliers' wine lists. But it's all around perception. What we want to do is drive the message that Australia is really producing some of the most exceptional wines in the world at the moment. And sommeliers are one particular channel to engage with that gets our key messages across.
Right.
So it's a multifaceted approach. But obviously, yes, we want to see more sales.
Now, obviously, you don't know who the winners of the 50 best restaurants are yet. Have you just taken a bit of a gamble in picking guys from the top part of the list?
Well, sometimes it's about availability to travel.
Yep.
Some of the restaurants have already got their chefs here, so the sommeliers couldn't travel because they're actually looking after the restaurant.
Right.
So we've got a combination of some of the world's 50 best restaurants sommeliers attending, but we've also pulled a list of sommeliers from a panel of experts in Australia, which includes a number of our master sommeliers, so Franck Moreau and Seb Crowther.
Yeah.
And where we've actually targeted some of the world's up-and-coming sommeliers as well.
Okay. And what about in terms of I think we had two restaurants in the top 100 last year on this world's 50 best restaurants list. What's the expectation amongst you guys? I mean, are we going to see more Aussie restaurants on that list?
I think it would be great to see more Aussie restaurants on that list. That's sort of slightly out of what Wine Australia can do. But
yeah.
Every time one of our restaurants gets onto that list, it helps to portray a message of the high, fine quality of Australian cuisine around the world. And we know when Australian cuisine is promoted in the right way, the wine industry gets a benefit too.
Right. Okay. Well, Stuart, great to talk with you. I think this is the one part of the best restaurant story we hadn't quite caught up with. So it's great to hear from you today, and we'll look at these new superstars, Ju Lee and others, Seamus that you've mentioned, Vladimir, and I guess we'll look at them through new eyes as to what sort of wine they're recommending, hopefully a bit of ours.
Absolutely. It's all about our wines being available around the world in the great restaurants.
And that's Stuart Barclay, Wine Australia's GM of Marketing, speaking with Graham Kemlow.